In Iraq, a radical Shiite cleric is expected to announce this week whether or not he will maintain the ceasefire he ordered 6 months ago. That truce, called by Muqtada al-Sadr, has helped reduce sectarian violence in Baghdad and elsewhere. But U.S. and Iraqi government forces have kept up attacks against what are called rogue elements of Sadr's militia, the Mehdi Army. And that has increased pressure within his militia for an end to the ceasefire. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
It's an overcast winter day in Sadr City, the vast Baghdad slum that is the stronghold of Muqtada al-Sadr. Women in billowing black capes and men in thick jackets huddle in a line in front of a tanker truck. Carrying jerry cans, they wait for their turn to receive kerosene from Mehdi Army militiamen. Before the ceasefire, residents of Baghdad were more used to seeing these young men carrying weapons and patrolling neighborhoods. But now, says Mehdi Army member Talib Jabir Mohammed, those loyal to the cleric are occupying their time helping out their communities.
Before the ceasefire came into effect, our duty was to resist the occupation and to expel the occupiers from our land. Now we are involved in social services. We provide people with gas and kerosene. We clean the streets because there's no one else to do this in Sadr City.
But Mohammed, like many Mehdi members, is anxious for the ban on their military activities to be lifted.
I want the ban to be lifted because when American forces enter Sadr City and raid houses, they terrorize us. Because of our leaders' orders, we can't resist them, but we do want to defend ourselves.
This is the latest evolution for the Mehdi Army. The feared militia that is mainly comprised of poor Shiites fought running battles with U.S. forces twice in 2004. Those uprisings were quelled. But when sectarian violence subsequently gripped many parts of Iraq, the Mehdi Army played a different role. Its members took over whole areas of Baghdad, either pushing out Sunnis or killing them. The Mehdi Army ceasefire is credited in large part for slowing the sectarian attacks in the capital. Sheikh Salah al-Obaidi is Muqtada al-Sadr's spokesman. In a telephone interview from Najaf, he said the decision to have a six-month suspension in military operations was a good one.
It was a very important decision in order to calm down the situation inside Iraq.
The al-Sadr leadership maintains that rogue elements inside the Mehdi army were responsible for most of the killings during the worst of the civil war. Those members have now been weeded out, they say. But Obaidi complains that legitimate Mehdi Army members are still being targeted by government security forces and the American military.
They started campaigns, big campaigns of detentions and killing against our followers. So this imbalance of reactions which came from the government makes us rethink about all what has happened.
Obaidi says Sadr is unhappy with the government actions against his followers. There have been intense negotiations between members of the government and Sadr's bloc in the run-up to the ceasefire deadline. The cleric so far, though, has not given any indication what he will decide.
It depends what kind of strategy that we will do. You see, we have realized very well that the situation inside Iraq has been changed from the beginning of 2007. We have done what we can. And we insist that we do not like any kind of bloodshedding within our society. But we are not the only player within the field. There are too many players. It depends upon them also, not upon us only.
Obaidi says an announcement will come within the next few days, but it could take longer. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.